Good morning and welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. My name is Sherry Doherty and I have the pleasure of being your host every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Today, I happen to be in the studio on my own. I like to bring you industry professionals and guests, but you just have me today. So I thought I would cover some fun information for you about the reality of what's actually happening in the market. So I know we've been talking quite a bit about the notion that people feel there's a glut of inventory in the market right now because of the renewals from the 2020 and 2021 mortgages. So just for a little bit of backstory, in 2020 and 2021, as you all know, nothing was healthy or natural or sustainable, including the mortgage rates. So at that time, you could get a mortgage at about something like 1.9%. You fast forward now 5 years and all of those people are on their 5-year renewal. And in some cases, they're renewing at 3 times what they got in 2020. So the notion is that there's a lot of people selling their houses because they can't afford them anymore. And I'm sure that is happening in some cases. But what I thought was really interesting is when I looked at the clients that my team has served this year, that is actually not the case. So taking a deeper dive into that, I thought, well, let's share with people why people are actually moving. So I'm going to go through a few examples of our real life clients that we have serviced this year. And remember, I work on a team. Myself and Rob Francis are the licensed realtors on the team. And we've helped many people already this year, both buy and sell homes. And I thought it would be interesting to go through the list and share with you all, of course, with no names, for confidentiality reasons, why people are actually moving. So I'm just going to start at the top and I will share with you the first couple that I serviced this year. And they moved because they were aging. And unfortunately, the husband has some medical problems that are going to see him continue to decline in health. And so they needed a simpler property. They were in a 2-story. They knew that they needed a bungalow for single level living. The house that they were in was older and they needed something that was going to need less maintenance going forward. So we undertook a huge search to find them absolutely the perfect property. Now, the issue in this particular case was that they weren't 100% on the same page with each other about what they were going to purchase. One of them really wanted to stay waterfront because that was how they enjoyed their lifestyle. And then the other person was more open to moving into the city or a country property. So I think I looked with them for about 8 months. We looked at so many houses and so many options. And at one point I did think it was never going to happen. However, we did ultimately make an offer on a waterfront property that they both loved. It was just husband wanted waterfront more than wife did. And it ended up that it didn't come together. So again, they were really kind to each other and very respectful through the whole process. But he said, okay, I know this wasn't your number one choice anyways. Let's go back to her number one choice, which is interesting because I knew from the day we went into that house that she absolutely loved it. And I'm a big energy reader, and I could see that as soon as we went in, she lit up and she could just start imagining her life there. And it ended up being a beautiful property that is north of Brockville, a huge historic home, but it gave them a lot of flexible options because the house actually had almost, I don't know, so it would have been the perfect setup for hosting weddings is all I could say about it because there was a beautiful pond and a bridge. But there was a main floor bedroom, so they were going to set that up to make sure that he wouldn't have mobility issues in the future. But upstairs and kind of to the other side, there were 3 more bedrooms upstairs. So when their children and their grandchildren visited, it was going to work perfectly for them. So it ended up being a fantastic house. But in that first example, it really just had to do with managing their lifestyle going forward and declining health. Back to the point of it not being a financial issue whatsoever. And they moved and they got into their new house even before we listed their old house. So most people, myself included, would have to sell the one that I'm in before I could go ahead and purchase another house. However, they had good financial ability, so they were able to do that. And I currently have their home for sale now. So happy to say that they were happy with my service. The next people who are moving this year are actually moving, again, a little bit about aging and simplifying their lifestyle. They had a cottage And then they also had a smaller home just kind of in a village. And also both two stories, sorry, the cottage wasn't two stories, but the home was two stories. And they wanted a permanent home that had more privacy than their current one did. But then they also thought forward and thought, you know, I don't think that we want to manage a cottage and a home, because that is a lot of work, to be honest. And so they decided to put them both up for sale and purchase a new home. So we did purchase them a new home. Again, they were actually a pretty decent financial ability and were able to do that before they sold the cottage and the house. But they bought a big, expansive property on a couple of acres, really private, and it is just single level living. Now this couple, it's funny because she has a slogan. When they bought the last house they bought with me, she didn't love it, and he had to convince her that it was going to be beautiful once he got in there and did the renovations he wanted. And so she said to him, okay, I agree that we'll do this for 2 years and we'll see what you can make of it, and I am joining Team Tin House, is what she called it. So we're fun and cute, we think, so we made her a t-shirt that said Team Tin House on it, and she still has it. And they did make something beautiful out of that one. They now, however, determined that they didn't want to manage both of those things, so they bought this other, the third, I guess the next one that they're in now, the new one. It also needed a lot of TLC and a lot of work, but she had more faith, I guess, this time because she saw how beautiful he made the last one that they did together. So again, nothing to do with financial need. It just meant their lifestyle had changed. They were also aging and thinking about the future. Now, on the complete reverse side of that, the next couple that I worked with were actually the cutest first-time buyers. So I absolutely adored working with them. They were fantastic, just so excited about life. And I was really excited and blessed to be part of their story and helping them buy their first house. So I know we've also talked about how this is a hard financial time, and it is difficult for people to save up a down payment. In a lot of cases, people get a down payment now either through a family gift or an inheritance. That is one of the ways very commonly that people get the money together. This couple, though, did it through good old-fashioned hard work and saving, and they just lit up when they were together, so it just warmed my heart. They actually bought a house up in Newborough, Ontario, so closer to Westport than particularly Kingston. They bought a fantastic house as well. And they were, she was a teacher of some sort, and he was an IT tech of some other sort, and he worked from home. And they had been renting for a few years, and they were excited about their upcoming wedding, and it was just fabulous. Now, this one, I'm going to tell you a few fun stories as we go through these examples, because this one wasn't easy, and we had a couple of hurdles to get through with the purchase of their home. There was nothing wrong with the home, but we were in that season this year in particular where we had horrible weather. And as everyone knows, we had this huge snow and then a melt and then huge snow and a melt. And everyone, myself included, had water issues in our basement. So when we went through one of our walkthroughs, unfortunately, we did discover water actively leaking into the basement of this home. And that can be a huge red flag for foundation issues. I remember actually even just looking at the baseboard in the basement, and it was squishy. And so that's a big red flag that there's potentially a problem. And also outside, we had noticed that one of the downspouts wasn't running correctly away from the house. So it was ponding underneath the front deck, which was the exact spot where this water was coming in into the basement. So that wasn't fun. Obviously, I had to manage that for them, which I'm happy to do because I wanted them to be delighted and confident and happy the day they moved into the home. We had to work with the sellers. Now at that point, while it is still the seller's home though, it's also the seller's responsibility to maintain the home. So they could actually make an insurance claim under their insurer to get that remedied. And fortunately we did, we got it all together. But of course, something else happened to this couple, and they finally got into their home. It was fabulous, and they were their first night in their house, and they could hear something rustling, and they didn't really know what was going on, and they discovered there was a squirrel in their fireplace. So I'm not sure if people know this, but squirrels and rodents and things can get in the various openings in your house. And a lot of times people will see there's a screen over top of them. And that's the particular reason, because even though you think it's just for air to go out, there are things that can come in as well. So imagine this cute young couple in their house on their very first night. They're super excited and now they're freaking out because there's a squirrel in their fireplace. So they did what they had to that night, and I guess they left it. I don't know what else you're going to do with it, but immediately in the morning, they called pest control, and they called me, and they called their lawyer, because it was obvious that either A, it wasn't the first time the squirrel had been there, or he'd been there for a while because there had been some chewing of the artificial logs that are in that type of fireplace, and there was some other damage. And yeah, we did a home inspection, but he wasn't there that day, and it wasn't a fireplace inspection because it wasn't a wet certificate, so it just was something that was overlooked. At the end of the day, the squirrel got taken away by pest control, and our people got compensated for the extra expense of having to deal with that on their first night, and now they're living happily ever after in their first home. But it just kept being a thing after thing after thing with that cute young couple. The next people that I worked with was another cute young couple, actually. Absolutely excited about starting their life together, and they purchased their first home. It was a townhome in Kingston proper, so they were very excited to get into there. And this one as well that they purchased, the first time that we saw it, we all knew that this was the one. It was a beautiful home. Somebody had really done a fantastic job renovating this house. It was beautiful, and it was not at all what you would expect if you looked at the exterior of this home. So they had, you know, standard jobs, hardworking, everyday people. I don't believe they received any gift or any inheritance, but they saved up and they qualified for a mortgage. It wasn't a huge mortgage. Like I said, they're in a condo townhouse, but I'm very delighted for them and proud of them that they were able to accomplish that. Everybody has to start somewhere, and that's a beautiful place to start. They did a fantastic job, but right there in those two examples, those were young couples who were able to get into home ownership for the very first time. And I know, you know, the media and lots of people are saying that it's impossible and there's no hope of home ownership. Oh, there sure is, if that's a path that you're trying to pursue, because people are doing it. I'm able to give you two examples right there. The next people that I helped, actually, funny story, they lived in a townhouse complex downtown Kingston, and they moved two doors over, which I thought was really funny and interesting. However, they loved the lifestyle that this community provided to them, and they just wanted a bigger unit. So they moved two doors over. That was just preference of size. They didn't have any financial strain. They didn't have any aging or mobility issues. They weren't the youngest couple ever. However, this was just purely a choice. And it's interesting because I have another one up for sale currently, which is someone who is staying in the same condo building that they currently live in. They also just wanted a little bit higher preference of view for their particular lifestyle. And they plan for that one to be their forever home. So they absolutely wanted the optimum view of the downtown Kingston horizon. So sometimes people are just moving because of preference, and they want to have a little bit more space or a different proximity. But those are some reasons why people continue to move. The next one I helped someone with this year was a purchase, actually, of a condo. His particular reason, and this happens a lot in Kingston, so listen up, Queens. This was because his son goes to Queens, and he wanted to purchase a condo for his son and his friend to live in for the years that he is in Kingston. So it was a delight to help them as well. They had their eyes kind of on a particular area, obviously close to Queens. They wanted a particular building, and he wanted to know that it was going to be a safe place for his son and his friend to live. And so we took care of that for them. Flipping over again, the next couple actually is a couple that we just sold a house to, and they just closed on Friday. So this was their first weekend in their house, and I will be checking in with them today, as any good realtor should be, to say, hey, how was your first weekend? And I will be paying them a visit this week to make sure I drop off a housewarming present. But they were awesome to work with as well. So I would say they were a little bit older. They were probably in their late 30s. I definitely have their driver's licenses, so I should check. But I'd say they were in their late 30s. They had three children, and I think the children were something like 12, 9, and a baby in arms. And they were very excited to be moving into Kingston proper from Amherst View, where they had been renting. And they really wanted to be in a certain school district for their son. So they moved into that school district. And the house that they bought is also phenomenal. I was very, very excited for them. It also had a couple of things we had to get through. When the house was listed, the listing agents actually did a really great job in disclosing that there was some current water issues in the basement that were being taken care of. And that can happen. It's a house and things are going to happen to it. But they definitely have to be disclosed. And these agents did a fantastic job saying, listen, we're putting it on the market. There's these issues happening currently in the basement. We're already having them taken care of. Safe Step, who is a great company, was coming to install a new sump pump, and it would be taken care of before the new owners took possession of the home. And it was. And so that was fantastic as well. So I'm delighted to check in with them today and see how their next weekend was, or their first weekend was, in the house. The next group of people we worked with, they bought and sold. So they sold a spectacular home in Kingston and they are moving to Ottawa. And very much, again, personal reasons. They have a business and they do a lot of business up in Ottawa. So it was starting to make sense for them to be up there more than be here. They're, again, absolutely zero financial stress on them and they just wanted to have a different locale. So Ottawa is very lucky to have them. The next, I actually have two of these as well, right? No, three of these actually right now, military moves. So we live in Kingston, Ontario. This is a military town and people get transferred in and out of Kingston every year. So right now I have a house on the market for a lovely couple who have been posted to Germany. And so they are off to Germany very soon, I think within the next 30 days. So we really need to get their house sold. And then I have another military couple that I have sold their house already and they are moving to Ottawa. So that was his posting. And I also just helped someone coming into Trenton to buy a house in Trenton. He has been posted there from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. And so I was delighted to help him find his home. He was the one, I'm not sure if you follow our team at all on social media, but we did a marathon tour of homes. So in the military industry, it's called an HHT, which is a house hunting trip. The military member gets a trip paid for to their new town that they're going to be relocating into. It's typically about 5 days. And in that 5 days, they need to look at houses, find the house they want to make an offer on, get an accepted offer, and in most cases, also get a home inspection done. And that happens all very quickly. So the first weekend that I went out with this particular buyer, in one day, I had 16 houses scheduled for us to view. I'm a champ. I was so proud of myself that day. We didn't miss any of them. We were never late for any of them. And the timing was impeccable. I had some stars on my side that day. Let's put it that way. However, I will tell you that, you know, this job doesn't come without its perils because I wiped out down a set of stairs that day on the second house. And I'm not kidding. I was hurting all day. I was trying to be a trooper and I was trying to not cry because I was pretty sure I fractured my tailbone as I hit the stairs, as I went down on my butt. And like I said, the second house, but I troopered on and I continued to show him the other, whatever that is, 14 houses. It ended up that we did make an offer on a house and it was accepted and we did not firm up on it actually during the conditional period. So this was a rural property and in good measure, you should always get a home inspection. You should also always do a well and a septic test if you are buying a rural property. And there were some things that we didn't love in this particular house that were discovered during those inspections, particularly the age of the septic system. So it was working and it was functioning at the time. However, we discovered that it was well over 50 years old and original to the home. So he was going to have to plan for a new septic system that could fail at any time. And septic systems are expensive. The type that was in this home was called an old coffin style, and it was going to be very expensive to replace. So we decided to not go firm on that purchase. He had a second choice kind of in his mind and in his pocket, which he kind of started to feel like should have been his first choice anyways. So I think fate aligned and he didn't firm up on the first purchase. We did go forth with the second purchase. He was then back to Moose Jaw by that time. However, I went to the home inspection for him, and fantastic inspector and I did a really great job. We FaceTimed him at the end of the inspection so she could show him any of the things she wanted to point out to him, and we did go ahead and firm up on that one. So he's moving here very soon. I think it's the end of June, and he'll be welcomed into the Trenton community. So we kind of go all over the place wherever we need to be. A couple of other people that we've worked with this year, I just recently did a purchase of a vacant piece of land. A friend of mine's brother has just purchased a vacant piece of land, and it's been really fun to work on with him. You have to also do really good due diligence on those kind of things, though, as well, because you have no idea whether or not they're, like, this was actually a piece of land that it had a well and it had a driveway already. But if you buy a piece of land that doesn't have those things, you have to make sure that the zoning and the township is going to permit you to put in a well, put in a septic, put in a driveway. Those are all really important things. So there's a standard set of conditions that you should put in when you're purchasing vacant land. And you do want to make sure that the land has sufficient water supply so that you can support a household. So in this particular case, there was a little bit of environmentally protected land, which is something else you also have to be aware of, because there's a river going through, which is awesome because it's beautiful. But he's only going to be able to buy a certain size of build a certain size of home on that property because there's setback requirements and things like that as well. But there's always, you know, technical stuff. But he's happy, he's got his land, so all is good in the world. And then moving on, again, none of this has been about that financial hardship topic that we started talking about, because people keep thinking it's because of this renewal, but I don't have anybody currently that I'm working with that is the category for. So I also have someone who is a real estate investor, and he has a big portfolio of rental properties, and he's decided and gotten the advice from his accountant and his tax strategist that he should start to liquidate them. And so he's planning to sell one a year. So one is currently for sale with me, and that is really just a money management strategy, which is why that one is for sale. I have another family that I'm working with who actually we are up for sale in Brockville right now, and they were from Greater Napanee. They moved to Brockville because they wanted proximity to a specific friend, a really good friend of the wife's. And they were there for a couple of years, and unfortunately, her friend passed away. So now she's sad, and she doesn't want to be there anymore. They want to come back to Greater Napanee, where they have other connections. So their house is up for sale, and that's unfortunate. But speaking of, another really big reason that people sell their homes is because people die. And it's sad, but it's the reality of life. One of the coaches and mentors that I follow very closely say that people move for the five Ds. So it's death, divorce, diapers, diamonds. And then he also says delocation because he's trying to make five Ds, but we all know it's because of relocation. But it's cute and it's a good way to remember it. So one of the houses that I have up for sale right now is because the parents have both passed away. It is an estate sale that the children are trying to sell the home because that's what they need to do to move on with their lives. But it's always sad to see that chapter close for people. And we're doing our very best to hand the home over to a new family who is going to love it and make great memories there as well. In that same town, I'm really all over the place right now, but I will just share with you geographically. We have listings right now from Picton all the way up to Highway 7 in Mountain Grove and Charbot Lake and Black Lake, all the way out to Brockville, and then everywhere in between right now. So we're happy to service all of Eastern Ontario, but my mind is just popping around to all the various places that I have listings right now because we have a lot on the market, and it's all for very good reasons and all for very different reasons for people. However, I just wanted to share that. And then when I'm thinking about what's out in Picton, I also have another lovely family home. And the reason that they're selling is because, again, proximity to family. So they used to live multi-generationally, and unfortunately, the grandmother went to heaven. And so it was time for the matriarch of the family now to move to Belleville because she wants to be more involved in the day-to-day life of her children. So again, just simply about proximity to family. Now, the other interesting thing that we have up for sale, and it's kind of out of the ordinary for us, though, is we have a food truck up for sale. So the Lots of Food Truck in Kingston, Ontario, is up for sale. And if you like smash burgers and poutine, you've probably had Lots's. They are award-winning, and every year in the Kingston community votes, they get multiple votes for the best of. I think they got, you know, the best of the soups last year and smash burgers and poutine. And Michelle, who is the current owner, would like to sell it. And she loves the business and she loves servicing our community in this way. However, she also just wants another chapter in her life. She is, like the rest of us, not getting any younger. She has grandchildren that she would like to spend time with. And she just wants to be available more often to spend time with them. And that's not what you're doing when you are serving poutine and burgers to the community all the time. So we'd like to get that sold for her as well. We have a couple of others. One other one, again, which is really about aging. So we definitely have an aging population in Canada, in Kingston, an area in particular. We have an aging population, but this particular couple live on the water and they have a beautiful, beautiful home. However, they also know that they're not getting any younger. He's having some knee and hip problems and they're just not going to be able to manage that home for too much longer. So they need to make a change for themselves as well. They want to move to, you know, single level living, much less property to take care of. And again, waterfront, although it is spectacular and beautiful, it is a bit of work and there's things to maintain around there as well. So they're looking to make a move for that as well. And we have a couple of others. We have a funny little piece of land up north, which the funny story behind that one is it is owned by three Americans. So three American men came up here in the 80s or something like that, and they liked it, so they bought a piece of property up here to put a hunting camp on. And now they're all, well, one's deceased and the other two are well into their 80s, and they just kind of remember that they have this property and they figure they better start disposing of it because their estate's not going to have to or want to take care of it when the time comes. So they're just wrapping that up for the moment and they're trying to get that sold so that they can liquidate. But it's a little complicated because, for one, they're not Canadians. Number two, there's distance issues and we have to security verify and do all the things that we have to do. It's not a huge piece of property, but it also hasn't been tended to for a very long time. So we're working really hard to take care of that for them. There's always, you know, things and stories behind it all. So I thought this would be a really interesting topic to reflect upon today, because not one of those things that I talked about was financial hardship. And we all have this notion, and yes, that's a very real thing, that, you know, the interest rates have in some cases three times, triple what they were when some of these people got their mortgages. But that's just not necessarily what Rob and I are experiencing with the clients that we're servicing. A lot of it is about proximity. So people want to be close to family. They want to be close to a workplace. They want to just, like I said, you know, some people want a bigger place, some people want a better view, but it's just really been about personal preference more than, you know, having any financial strain. Now, the military people that I've assisted, those ones always come with, you know, a greater sense of urgency because they have a deadline and they have a date that they have to be gone by. So we like to make sure that we get their deadline and their date met. But it is such an honor and a privilege to service the military community. I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but Rob is a military veteran. And so he has a soft spot, as we all should and do, for the people who are making those kinds of moves. So I hope you felt that this was pretty interesting today to hear real life stories about why people are making a move. I thought it would be fun for us all to learn those things about some real life cases that are really happening in our community. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful day finding your way home.
Hey, 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 you want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Yeah. Smoking embers and the daffodils. You didn't plan to tell me how you feel. You laugh about it like it's no big deal. Crush the fire underneath your heel. I'm surprised that you're the one who said it first. If you had waited a few years, I would have burst. Everything comes up to the surface in the end. Even the things we'd rather leave unspoken. For the both of you. So what changes, if anything? Maybe everything can stay the same. But if we never talk about it again, there's something I want you to understand.
That was Richmond, Virginia native Lucy Dacus with Big Deal, a track from her 2025 full-length album Forever is a Feeling. And the show opened with a song almost all, if not all of you should know, as it's been listed as one of the greatest songs of the 1990s by many trade publications. The song was Bittersweet Symphony by the British rock band The Verve, which is on their 1997 album Urban Hymns. Hello everyone, and welcome to No Chords Barred, a 90-minute mixtape of music that journeys around the globe as well as through time as we go on occasion as far back as the 1980s. Now, the idea primarily is to introduce listeners to artists they may not know, but at the same time demonstrate that music, despite being from the different eras and different genres, can still sound good when mixed together. Now, I admit that it helps if one is open-minded when it comes to music, though. So let's get back to it and start this next set with British alt-rock singer-songwriter Sophia Moan, who records as SOMO, which is an abbreviated mix of her name. From her 2026 EP Overkill, this is Changing Pressure.
Every day's the same, just don't want to let my guard down. Some time to realize what this is.
for. No time or fear. Write it down as a made for. Paper, you hate her. You've been faking for too long.
That was Puree, a four-piece indie rock band from Adelaide, Australia, with the song A4, which is found on their 2025 EP, What Happens Now. They were preceded by the New York City-based dream pop duo Boyish with Jumbos, a track from their 2025 album Gun, and Winnipeg's The Watchmen with the song In My Mind from their 1994 album In the Trees. British singer-songwriter Sophia Moan, recording as Somo, began the set with Changing Pressure from her 2026 EP, Overkill. This is No Chords Barred with me, Donald Finnegan, and I'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to No Chords Barred. We'll go in a different direction musically in this next set, and start it off with a British folk artist by the name of Georgia Parker. Born in Kent, she's now based in the US, and this is a track from her 2024 full-length album, Same Time Tomorrow, titled Twin Flame.
Say right now, I want you to feel my pain. You'd say that's bitter and selfish and mean, but you're still the